Thank you for downloading the Archer's Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Perkins.
And to you, Mrs. Fairbrother. Or should I say Letty, as I'm playing your mother?
Well, it's confusing, isn't it? They're quite why I volunteered.
Of course, I had to keep the plot.
Oh, it should be fun.
Oh, look! Here are two of our cast now, Jill, Elizabeth. This is our special celebrity guest, Colin Dexter.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello.
And you too. My late husband was a big Inspector Morse fan. I think he must have read them all.
I am flattered.
Oh, is he a quick one?
Oh, here's someone else who'd like to meet.
Hello, I know you. You're Colin Dexter.
Yes,
Colin.
Yes, hello.
I'm Vicky, and this is my husband, Mike.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, it's such a thrill to meet you. I'm your number one fan. I've watched every episode, and I always look out for your cameo appearances.
Thank you.
So, did you come in the Red Jaguar today?
No, I'm just the humble author. Oh. Nothing as fancy as that.
Oh, he's so modest too.
Yes, I'm afraid you'll have to excuse us now. Colin, it's time for the opening. If you'd like to come this way.
Well, lovely to see you all.
Oh, such a lovely man. So charming and natural.
It's jolly good of him to come all this way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do hope we win the murder mystery. Two autographed books as prizes.
You're taking part then, Jill. Got any clues for us?
Like as if I would.
Oh, not even a teensy little hint.
No, you'll just have to do the trail like everybody else.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Ambridge Fair.
Mike!
And to open it this year, it's my great honour to introduce the author of those marvellous Inspector Morse novels, Colin Dexter!
Hello! Thank you, and hello.
Hello!
It's a great pleasure to be here this afternoon, in the midst of your wonderful little community. It's a pity, of course, we don't have Inspector Morse here today. Your village constable informs me that there's been a terrible murder up at Ambridge Tower.
Oh!
So it looks as if it's going to be up to you to find the culprit.
Oh!
My name is Dick Barton.
Ooh.
Village Constable at Ambridge. I was proceeding past the church at precisely 1:45 p.m. when my bicycle...
Wait, Constable Barton, how can you be so sure about the time?
I checked my wristwatch because I was late coming back for my lunch.
Oh,
all right, sorry, carry on.
Right, then my bicycle ran over a clipping from the church hedge, which was all neatly cut. Then I received a puncture.
Right, at 1:45.
Correct, madam. So I pushed my bicycle back to the station where shortly after I had a call from Mrs. Letty Fairbrother at Ambridge Towers to say that her husband, Mr. Rafe Fairbrother, had been brutally murdered.
Oh!
She was very upset, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah!
So, I then proceeded to examine the scene of the crime. The body was laying at the side of the house, having suffered a fatal blow to the back of the head. Beside the body was a heavy bronze doorstop.
Ah, the murder weapon!
And do you know the exact time of his death?
Ah, no. Mr. Fairbrother's pocket watch had been cracked by his fall and stopped at exactly 2 p.m.
2 o'clock, right.
Any other clues?
Well, between you and me, Mr. Fairbrother's wife says he was planning to change his will.
Anything else?
I'm afraid not, madam. I suggest that you talk to Mr. Tom Gabriel, the gardener. He's sitting over there, sitting on the bench by the bull.
Tom Gabriel!
Oh, yeah. Thanks, officer. Come on, Mike! Come on!
Josh, so you're helping your mum?
Yeah, she's going to get some burgers. I'm going to be stuck here all afternoon.
Can't you sneak off?
And do what?
I don't know. The murder mystery?
Cost, doesn't it?
Only £1. You can sell the prices online.
Books?
2 signed copies. They must be worth a bit. Still, if you're not bothered...
Wait, Josh. You go round, find out who did it, then tell me.
What?
Then I go round in a record time because I already know.
get my hand stamped, win the prize, resell it and split the money between us. Yeah?
Gabriel's the name, huh? Tom Gabriel. Right. Now, I worked for Mr. Fairbrother for nigh on 50 years.
You said worked? Does that mean that...
Oh, yes. I got the sack 2 days ago.
After 50 years? Why was that?
I have no idea. Mate, there was no bad blood between me and Mr. Fairbrother. I was very upset to hear about his death.
Were you now?
And where were you at the time of the murder?
I just started cutting the church hedge when the clock struck two.
Anyone see you there?
I don't know. But I saw Mrs. Perkins on the green.
Who?
Doris Perkins, Mr. Fairbrother's mother-in-law.
Oh.
She was replanting the hanging baskets.
So if she was there...
Who do you think done it, then?
Between you and me, there's been that strange woman in the village, a foreigner. I don't like the look of her one bit. She's there, look, down by the pond. Why don't you go and talk to her?
All right, thank you, Mr. Gabriel.
You're welcome.
So, Simone Tregoran, can you tell us where you were at 2 o'clock this afternoon?
Yeah, madam. I was riding past the church when the clock struck two. I remember because my horse, Tomboy, the clock, it made him shy.
Okay.
And did you see anyone else around at the time?
Nine, I don't think so.
Aha!
Oh, yeah, but wait. Aye. There was an old man cutting the church hedge.
What?
What would that be, Tom Gabriel?
I don't know his name, but he had a straw hat on.
Oh, that sounds like him, all right.
I see.
Pardon, madam, I must have got a cold.
So, have you any idea who might have killed Mr. Fairbrother?
But how could I, madam? I have never been here before. You should ask that woman over there by the village hall. Mm-hmm. I heard the policeman say that she is Doris Perkins, the mother-in-law of Mr. Fairbrother. Maybe she knows something.
Sacked? Well, that's obvious then. You killed him.
No, I didn't.
You would say that though, wouldn't you?
Yes. I mean, no.
Come on, Bert. Make it easy for yourself. He sacked you, so you banged him on the head with the doorstop.
Look, my name's Tom, and I was cutting the church hedge when it happened.
Yeah, right. So if it wasn't you, who was it?
Well, if I did know Josh Archer, I ain't telling you.
Oh. I'm so sorry to hear about the tragic death of your son-in-law, Doris.
Yes, it's all been a terrible shock.
What's all that money for?
Well, I'm trying to keep myself busy. We've been making a collection to repair the church clock.
Oh, so...
It's been running 15 minutes fast for several weeks.
Huh? 15 minutes fast? Did you hear that, Mike?
Yeah, but I still reckon Tom and Simone...
So, Doris, did you notice anything unusual that might help us to find the killer?
Well, you mentioned Simone Tregoran. She came to the house in the morning asking for an appointment to see Ray.
Oh, I see.
Did you talk to her?
No, but I saw her speak to Nora, the maid. Then she left again. I'm sure she's up to no good.
Nora?
She may be able to tell you more. She's sweeping the path by the village shop.
Right. Thank you, Doris.
Yeah. Cheerio then.
Bye.
Well, it can't be Doris. I mean, she's way too old to clunk anyone with a heavy doorstop.
But the church clock was fast, Lewis. That could change everything.
Lewis?
Let's go and find the maid.
So, you're not a maid then, you're a detective?
Yes, this costume's only a disguise.
Oh, well, that's a very good one.
Thanks. I was employed by Ralph Fairbrother. He was afraid his life was in danger.
He was spot on there.
So, have you any idea who killed him?
Not yet. I've been dealing with another tragic incident.
Oh,
what's that then?
The foreign lady, Simone Tregoran. She just died.
What?
Yeah, we found some pills in her pocket. She had heart disease, it seems. Natural causes.
Blimey. Well, she didn't sound well, but...
We also found this. It's a love letter from her to Mr. Fairbrother.
Love letter?
Yes, Simone was an old lover of Rafe's and had come to see him one last time before she died.
Oh, that's tragic.
So she ain't going to be the killer then?
Well, is there anyone you think can help us?
Try Mr. Fairbrother's widow, Letty.
Oh, thanks.
She's sitting by the churchyard gate.
All right, come on, Lewis.
All right, Inspector.
My turn.
Hello, young man. I'm Nora, maid of all work.
You must be getting sick of saying the same thing over and over again.
Oh, it's quite fun, really. But I'm looking forward to getting out of this costume, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's way too tight. I can hardly breathe.
It looks all right, though.
Oh, thank you, Josh.
Josh, hey, get on with it. Ask her the questions. I've still got to get around myself.
Yeah, all right.
My poor Rafe.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, it must be terrible for you. But where were you at 2 o'clock?
Well, just before two, I was coming downstairs with the laundry.
Oh.
I remember because as I came down, my mother was on her way up.
Hey, but...
Your mother, Doris Perkins?
Yes. We stopped to straighten the old picture of her in her school rounders team.
Rounders?
Oh, yes. She was a star player in her youth. A crack shot. You should see her even now playing croquet. Wonderful aim.
Oh.
But Tom Gabriel gave her an alibi. He said she was on the village green.
Well, just between ourselves, Tom's been desperately in love with my mother for years.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, yes, I know. I've got it.
Hey?
Could I have your hot engine, please?
Oh, there you
are. No, thanks to all your help and cooperation, I can reveal the name of the murderer.
Shh, listen, shh.
It was Mr. Fairbrother's mother-in-law, Doris Perkins.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
Yes, that's right, Doris Perkins. She dropped the doorstop on his head from the upstairs window because she was afraid he was about to run away with his girl named Simone Trigorin and disinherit her own daughter, Letty.
Oh.
And in a few moments, our special guest, Colin Dexter, will announce the name of our winning detective. Hey, hang on.
Oh, nice one, Josh.
What?
It was Simone and she felt so guilty after the murder, she OD'd herself with the pills.
So you think you could have done any better?
I wouldn't have wasted time chatting about McGrundy.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's blushing.
Jamie?
Boys seem to be enjoying themselves.
I thought Jamie looked a bit fed up.
Well, of course, he's having a difficult time.
Yeah, no sign of Kenton either.
Yes, I noticed.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, shh.
It's me again, and it's now my pleasure to announce the result of the Ambridge murder mystery. And the winners are Mike and Vicky Tucker.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes, we did it, Mike! We won! We won!
One day at a time, Tom. I'm not making any assumptions.
Well, if she was still being nice to you on Friday.
Nice?
Nice for Lillian.
If you mean she stopped treating me like part of the furniture.
Well, that's progress.
Ah, that's so hot.
Let it cool down then.
No, I haven't got time. Ah.
Ah, another few nibbles here.
What?
On the website. My online questionnaire. You know, the veal and ham pies.
Oh, well, that's good.
Better. Still not exactly overwhelming.
I thought she was a bit funny with us yesterday.
What, Lillian?
At the fete, when she gave us her clues.
Brenda?
A bit offish, you know?
She was acting as an exotic stranger in a murder mystery.
Okay, tell me I'm being paranoid.
You're being paranoid.
Where is my purse?
Anyway, the quicker we got round, the more chance we had to win. Maybe she was doing us a favour.
Shame we came nowhere, then.
I know you'd have loved to have beaten Vicky.
Oh, did I say that?
You would, though.
Oh, I'm very pleased for her, and Dad. Should probably get him to make her a special glass case for those books she won, next to her teddy bears.
There's one here from the Feathers. Do we have full organic accreditation? Ugh, the cheek! Yes, we certainly do.
Good to have some interest anyway.
Yeah,
but... I'm off. Wish me luck.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, and good luck with the pie thing.
Thanks. I'm still not convinced it's worth going with.
Oh, have a bit more faith, Tom. Talk to these guys, make a few follow-up calls. Don't give up on it yet.
Morning, Susan.
Sheila. Hello. What are you doing here?
Didn't Mum tell you?
No.
Oh, well, they changed her dental appointment to this morning, and she's worried about her filling, so...
Weren't aren't any of the regular volunteers available?
No, that's why I'm here. Neville showed me how to work the till. All I have to do is sit here.
Well, if you've not had the training,
I'll manage. It's been very quiet so far.
Well.
And luckily I had no lessons booked this morning.
Oh, suppose we'll have to make the best of it. If you get stuck, let me know.
Thanks. Are you short-staffed without Jo?
Oh, no, we've got plenty of volunteers normally. He was more trouble than he was worth, Jo. Did you see him there out on the green?
Yes.
His cart full of vegetables.
Yes, his own little stall with Bartleby's cart.
Well, I think he's got a nerve.
Oh, he's just selling stuff he's grown in his garden, isn't he?
But you know why he's doing it, don't you? To spite me and Linda.
You think so?
Oh, of course. Because we took him off the rota.
He was quite upset about it.
Well, I'm sorry, but he's only got himself to blame. Selling his veg in here and pocketing the cash.
Poor Joe.
And I'm sure it's against all the trading regulations. I mean, you can't just set up a stall wherever you want. You have to go through all the proper procedures.
Oh, Susan, you're not going to report him, are you?
Well, we'll have to see how long he's there for, won't we?
Hmm.
There's only one shop in this village, and this is it. Now, is the dustpan there?
No, I can't see it.
Oh, somebody's not swept this corner last night.
Oh, Susan, I meant to ask. Have you heard from Christopher lately?
Oh, well, now you mention
it. I was talking to Jennifer. All they've had from Alice is a couple of emails.
Yeah, it's the same with us. Christopher sent one at the weekend from somewhere in Nevada, but he didn't say very much.
No, well, I'm sure they're having a great time.
Oh, yeah. He said the Grand Canyon was out of this world and the desert.
Oh, to be young and carefree.
Oh, Sheila, is this your bag?
Yes.
Carrots?
Yes.
Well, you didn't get them from in here, did you?
No. But Joe's looked so nice and fresh, still with the tops, so...
I see. Well, I'm surprised at you, Sheila. You're not helping the situation, are you?
Well,
Joe shouldn't be selling his stuff out there. And the more people encourage him, the longer he's going to stay.
And when you've copied those, I'd like you to check through this agency.
Oh, right.
I know they're not local, but they do have a few properties in the area.
Yeah, I actually...
Mostly for the second home market, so it's a long shot.
Yeah.
You never know, there might be the odd bargain.
Lillian.
I know it's a chore, darling, trawling through the list, but it's the only way.
Yeah, actually, I've already registered with this agency.
Hmm. Have you?
Matt passed it on a few days ago.
Oh, did he?
There's an online form, you know. You tell them your requirements and they email you anything suitable.
Oh.
And I CC'd the address to you and Matt personally, so it'll come straight through to your inbox.
Well, that's very efficient of you.
Well, it saves a bit of donkey work, you know.
Mm.
But I will check the list manually every few days in case. Oh.
So hard to find a good donkey these days.
Hello, Matt Crawford's office.
What?
Is this a sales call?
No.
Sorry, no, we're really not very interested. Okay, bye.
Brenda!
Don't know what he was selling.
What did you just say then? Matt's office!
Oh, yeah?
This is unbelievable. When will you ever learn? This isn't Matt's business, it's mine. I thought I made that clear from the start.
Yeah, of course you did. I'm sorry.
Amside Property Holdings. That's all you need to say when you pick up the phone. Just three words. Do you think you can remember that?
My boss is back from his holiday, so I've snatched a day's leave.
While you can.
It may be the last chance I get for a while. We've a big dinner dance coming up next month.
Oh, yes. I saw it in the parish mag.
I'm going to be flat out organising that. And, of course, I am trying to be around as much as I can for Jamie.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if having me at home helps an awful lot.
Oh, Cathy, I'm sure it does.
I just seem to be an irritation, actually.
Well, teenage boys.
Quite. But I don't like the thought of him at home on his own, kicking his heels. And of course, Kenton has his own priorities.
Yes. 6:40, please.
Oh, is 10 all right?
Yes. Cathy, while I think of it, you know it's our birthday in a couple of weeks, mine and Kenton's.
Yes, of course.
Well, I haven't said anything to him yet, but I'm planning a sort of joint birthday do on the Sunday.
Oh.
I thought perhaps a picnic tea followed by a walk.
Oh, yes, that sounds...
If you're all free to come, you and Jamie too, of course.
Yes, that sounds great. We'd love to.
Good. I'll give Kenton a call and tell him.
If you think you can drag him away from Jack's for all afternoon.
Oh, hello.
How bad I.
Oh, Cathy, you still on for coffee?
Yeah.
So after lunch? 2 o'clock?
Yes, marvellous. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Sheila.
Don't say you've been press-ganged onto the rotor.
Not officially, no. Just moonlighting.
Okay. Is Susan not here?
Oh.
Okay.
She was. We've had a delivery. She must have gone out to the stockroom.
Right. I've got these to post and I've run out of stamps.
We've got some stamps here at the till.
What, large letter size?
Oh, no.
Oh. Shall I see if I can dig her out?
Well, is it just the stamps?
Yes. She's got books of them here, just lying on the counter.
Well, if it's just the one book...
Well, yes, it is.
All right, hold on. I'll come over. It can't do any harm.
Thanks. Tony's waiting in the car and he's got the AI man coming.
Oh, better be quick then. Do you know how much the books cost?
I think it's 260-something.
Let's see. Perhaps it says here...
Sheila!
Oh, Susan.
Sheila, what are you doing in there?
Pat wants a book of these.
But you can't do that. You don't go into my counter.
Well...
It's not allowed. The volunteers don't touch the post office.
Oh, sorry. That was my fault.
I was going to put the money in the shop till...
No, you can't do that. It'll mess up the till reconciliations.
It's only a book of stamps, Susan.
And the stock... In case you didn't know, Pat, I'm personally accountable for all the post office stock and takings.
Oh.
And besides, it's a matter of principle. No one else is allowed into my space. Do you understand that, Sheila?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
So, how's things? How's it going?
Tom, you shouldn't have called me at work.
Oh, sorry. I thought I'd catch you on your lunch break.
Lunch break? What lunch
break? Okay.
I'm stuck here on my own in the office going through property lists.
All right, well, I just called to say I've had another good response about the pies. From a deli in Felpersham. It looks quite promising. I just thought you'd like to know.
Yeah, I'm very happy for you, Tom.
Okay, I won't keep you any longer.
Sorry, Lillian's already had a go at me once this morning.
Oh dear, what about?
Not now, ask me later.
All right. Bye then. Love you.
Yeah, and you. Bye. Oh. Hello, Ambside Property Holdings.
Bamside?
Oh, Lillian.
Enunciate, darling. Or are you eating your lunch?
No, I... So what can I do for you, Lillian?
Do? Nothing.
Oh?
Matt and I are having lunch at the ball. I just called to check... to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, it's fine, thanks.
Good. Well, I'd better not keep you from your work. Bye.
Bye. Oh.
Oh, that was great, Mum. Thanks for lunch.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm not sure Brenda got much of a break. Sandwich at her desk, I think.
Well, she'll have to put her foot down. That's no way to go on.
Easier said than done.
Everyone needs a break sometime in the day.
Yeah, well, when she's been there a bit longer, maybe. She's still finding her feet. Anyway, I'd better get on. See you, Cathy. Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, Cathy, you were telling me about the birthday party.
Oh, yeah. If Shula's organising a party for both of them, it's quite a relief.
I mean, it lets you off the hook.
Yeah, means it won't be just me, Kenton and Jamie all trying to play happy families.
Yeah.
Jamie's birthday was hard enough. It would have been the same all over again, only worse.
You don't think Kenton would have risen to the occasion?
Never mind Kenton. It's whether I could have managed it. I'm not sure if I can trust myself to keep up appearances anymore.
So the more the merrier, I suppose.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned. And it'll be much easier for Jamie too, of course. At least he'll have Daniel to hang out with.
Yeah, that should help.
He's hardly moved from his computer today. Which is fine if he was happy. But he's not. He's just blanking it all off, escaping into a fantasy world.
That's his way of dealing with it.
Yeah, but it's not right, is it? It's not good for a 15-year-old.
Well...
Yeah, I know. They all do it.
But if he's so unhappy, it's not going to make him any better. He needs to get out and do things. Engage with real people. And, of course, just when he needs a man around, a father figure, where's Kenton?
I do understand why you're worried.
I do so want to help him. I just wish I knew how.
What about this lot here?
Yeah, help yourself, Eddie.
Stop.
Mum?
Hello. Come to help me get the cows in?
I can't.
Oh, come on. It's a nice afternoon.
I was going to ask you to help me.
To do what?
My grassland project for college.
Oh, right.
My tutor says I've got to catch up.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so far behind. I need to get it finished now, like today.
Okay, well...
This week, anyway. I've got to survey our pasture and Grange Farm and Bridge Farm, and I just don't have the time to do it all myself.
Okay, okay, don't panic.
I'm not panicking, it's just...
We'll do all we can to help, of course.
I really need some help now, like this afternoon.
Okay.
If I can just get our grassland finished, that'll be a start.
The thing is, Pip, I'm milking.
What? So why is Eddie
here?
He's come
to get some empty feed bags for his compost.
Oh.
And your dad's still tied up hauling the wheat.
That's great.
Okay, that's me lot.
All right, Eddie.
Yeah, this'll do nicely, tar very much. Got to take a load over Edgley.
Okay.
You all right, Pip? You look a bit stressed there.
Yeah.
Oh, here it's back to college then in the autumn.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well done. It's a good move. You won't regret it.
Oh, thanks.
Who knows? If I'd have been to college, I mightn't have ended up all in compost.
See you, Eddie.
Bye then. Bye, Josh.
Bye. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hassle you, Mum.
That's okay, Pip. I know it's a lot to do with.
The thing is, I thought I had the weekend, but now I've said I'll help Kirsty.
Oh, is this down at Arkwright Lake?
She's getting some volunteers to clear the new viewing area or something for the disabled.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, well, sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah, well... I was way too busy when she asked before, so...
Oh, Josh!
Sorry!
Mind where you're kicking the ball?
What an idiot.
Lucky it was just the barrel, not the kitchen window.
Why doesn't he just go down to the green?
He's just bored. Fact. Josh, come here a minute. He might help you with your survey.
Mum.
Oh, it's worth asking.
Yeah, but he won't.
What?
You got any plans for this afternoon?
Why?
You could do something useful instead of messing around.
I'm not messing.
Come and help me with my grassland survey.
Why should I?
Josh.
Because I'm your sweet, kind big sister. And I'll pay you.
How much?
Don't worry, I'll make it worth your while.
Well, that's a fair offer, Josh. So put that ball away and go and help your sister.
Home grow vegetables. Hit your vegetables here. Garden fresh.
Hey, up, Dad. How's it going?
Yo.
Well, afternoons, it's bound to be slow. I dare say it'll pick up later when the commuters come back home.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, you'll see.
Yeah. It's only day two, isn't it? It's going to take me a while to build up a regular customer base.
Yeah, once word gets round.
Yeah, when folks sees I'm selling real homegrown quality produce, not like that mouldy rubbish in the shop.
Oh, two roads.
Oh, any road. No matter what I sell, it's worth it just to see the look on Susan Carter's face every time she crosses the green.
Yeah, I bet.
Turn milk into cheese. Her and that Linda Snell.
Yeah, you show them, Dad.
Yeah, I will. Taking me off the rotor.
Ah, you're well set up here, any road. Got yourself a nice little pitch.
Oh, yeah.
Shade, plenty of grass for Bartleby.
So where are you off to then?
Oh, take you some compost down to Edgley.
You wait there. I'll check it out.
Oh, well, hello, customers.
I don't know who they are. You seen them before?
Backpackers.
Hello, is that for sale?
Oh, that's great. Homegrown vegetables, garden fresh.
Great.
So, you're going to buy the old cartload?
No, just a few of those Tommies, please.
Oh, Tom Martin, see? Oh, lovely and right these are. You won't find better. How many do you want?
Well, four big ones.
Right, sure.
Just for me and my friend.
She's looking a bit bushed, your friend.
Yeah, we've just got off the bus. We've been on the road all morning.
So, I'm guessing you're not from these parts.
You guessed right. We're from New Zealand.
Oh,
you've come a long way then.
We're sheep shearers.
All right.
We've been over here for the season, working around the farms. Last week, we're at the Royal Welsh Show for the World Contest.
Yeah?
Yeah, we met this old farm worker guy from Ambridge. He said how nice it was, so...
Farm worker?
Yeah. Bert somebody?
Oh, Bert Fry. Yeah.
So you're planning to stay, are you?
Well, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be £1, please.
Okay, thanks.
Ta very much.
We thought maybe we'd base ourselves around here for a few days, see the sights, maybe even go up to Stratford.
Oh, yeah, Stratford, that's not far.
Bert said there was a cheap campsite near the village.
Campsite? Cheap.
Oh, yeah. We can recommend a very good campsite.
Is it far? Because...
I tell you what, if you and your friend...
My name's Alicia. My friend over there with the heat exhaustion is Kerry.
Okay, Alicia, if you two can squeeze in the front of the van with me, I'll drop you down there now.
Oh, would you really?
Yeah, no problem. Hop in.
So, wherever the quadrat lands, like here. Yeah, and what's so funny?
Pathetic. Let me throw it for you.
Josh.
What?
I'm not trying to win the Olympics. Just pick a random patch of grass.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have our random square meter. All we have to do is identify and count the species.
Easy.
Okay, go on then. See if you can remember what I told you.
Ryegrass, white clover.
Yeah, brilliant so far.
And that tall stuff here is...
Come on.
Oh, and that's a bit of rabbit poo.
Josh.
Okay. The tall stuff is called Yorkshire fog.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm not totally dumb, you know.
Well, as this is old grassland, we've probably got a dozen species here at least.
Yeah, how come Grandad never ploughed this up and reseeded like the rest of the farm?
Guess...
Too wet, I know.
Yeah, well done. Now we're getting paid to look after it.
Weird.
I don't think so.
Okay, so now for your bonus question. What's this one?
One of the fescues. Red fescue.
How can you tell?
See the spiky bit? It's sort of like pinky.
Yeah.
Observe and memorise, Josh. Write it down so you don't have to keep asking.
Okay.
And this one's easy. Crested dog's tail. Because... It looks like a dog's tail. See? Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Hope so, Josh, because then you're going to be doing it on your own.
Tap here. See? Fresh drinking water.
Okay.
Waste bins for your rubbish there. Nice and handy. Oh, and down the bottom there, that's the compost toilet.
Compost.
Oh, yeah, we got all the latest eco-friendly technology here.
Yes, cutting edge, I'm sure.
Of course, you'll have to supply your own toilet paper.
And what about the showers? Are they eco-friendly too?
They're still at the planning stage.
Yeah.
It's only our first season, see? That's why we're offering such a cheap package.
Yep, I'm with you.
But if you want a bath, I'm sure that can be arranged. If you come over to the house, plenty of hot water down there.
So you live nearby?
Oh, just a few minutes' walk.
Well, I'd better go rescue Kerry with the tent.
So you'll stay then?
Oh, we're not going anywhere else today, that's for sure.
Okay. Anything else you need? Milk, vegetables, just come on down the house.
Which is...
Oh, here, if you got a pen, I'll draw you a map.
Oh, yeah.
So, how many nights shall I book you in for?
Well, maybe just the one for now.
One? So what about going to Stratford?
Well, as of now, our plans are kind of flexible, you know?
Oh.
We'll rest up here for a night and see how we feel in the morning.
Yeah, okay, one night. That'll be £10, please, in advance.
There, look at the leaves. I'm telling you.
Maybe.
It's what the book says. Leaves 2 to 6 mil. It's not clover. It's tufted vetch.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
That's my last one. No more, please.
I'm tired too, Josh. We've done well, though. I think that's enough.
Oh, good.
For Brookfield, anyway.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
I could have been doing something more interesting.
Oh, come on. You were quite getting into it. And, like, what else would you be doing that was so urgent?
Well, Jamie's got the Matrix on Blu-ray.
You said at lunchtime Jamie was doing something else, a summer coursework.
That was just an excuse.
Why would he make an excuse?
Well, he doesn't want me around sometimes.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah, but not in a good way, though. You know what I mean? I think he's a bit messed up, really.
It's not surprising.
Yeah, he's still got issues about his dad. Stuff he really won't talk about.
Hmm.
And his mum's really down on Uncle Kenton, because he spends all his time at Jack's. They're hardly even talking.
Yeah, Mum was saying.
So it's not much of a life for him, really.
No. You're being a good mate to him, though, Josh. I'm glad he's got you.
Yeah.
Hi!
Hi, Mum!
You look as if you're hard at it.
We're finished. It's all done.
Great. And how was your assistant?
Well...
The work is so hard, Mum. She's a total slave driver.
Hey!
I'm glad you've finished anyway. Food will be ready soon if you want it.
Yeah, in a bit. I'm going to see if Jamie's online. I'll be down later.
Commuters, you said. What commuters?
Oh, them from the new estate.
Well, they may have gone past, but they never stopped to buy no vegetables.
Oh, nobody.
Oh, one woman wanted some leeks. Well, I told her, you won't get homegrown leeks in July.
Yeah, you must have sold some, huh?
I was there since 10 o'clock, and I don't suppose I got more than a tenner to show for it.
Well, like you said, it's early days.
Oh, well, at least we got some campers down the campsite.
Yes,
You get them set up all right?
Well...
Because if they're going to do some sightseeing, go up to Stratford, well, they could be here for a week or more.
No, it's... just the one night.
One night? Oh, no.
Still nice of Bert to recommend us.
Oh, that makes a change.
But yeah, it's open.
Oh, hi. I got the right place.
Oh, yes, hello. Come on in.
Thanks. You said you might have some fresh milk?
Oh, yes. Hold on.
Yeah. You all settled in then?
Yeah, thanks. We're fine. Better since we've had a chance to rest up. It's a really nice little campsite.
Oh, the best, yeah.
After talking to old Bert, we weren't sure what to expect.
Hey, what?
Well, he kind of warned us off, you know. Told us all these horror stories.
Blimey, Nick.
I'll give him horror stories.
But now we're set up, we'd like to stay a bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, a week maybe, if that's okay with you.
Oh,
yeah, that's fine. And here's your milk. Welcome to Ambridge.
Jamie, I...
Hi.
Oh. Hello. You still on that game? More of those pesky mutants.
On the next level.
Okay. So you're settled in for a little while then, eh? I thought I'd nip down to Bridge Farm, get some nice ice cream for tea.
Great.
Would you like a lift somewhere? Brookfield?
No, thanks.
Oh, what's Daniel doing this afternoon?
I don't know.
Well...
He's okay. I'm fine, really.
All right. Maybe when I'm back, you could show me what's wrong with my phone. It's still stuck on that irritating ringtone.
Yeah, okay.
You know where I am, then, hmm? I'll be back in an hour or so. Yep, okay, bye!
Yeah, bye.
Tom.
Afternoon, Brian.
Hello, are you going to join me?
No thanks. This is business, not pleasure.
Good for you. I'll have to be off soon, I've got a meeting.
I just nipped in to pick up this.
Oh, yes. Oh, one of your veal and ham pie questionnaires.
Yeah.
I was talking to Fallon about it just now. She says she's filled it in for you.
Yeah, she didn't want to bother Geraldine, you know.
So, tell me, what's the verdict? Are you going to set up a pie factory as well as the sausages?
Well, we're still very much in the research stage.
Well, I have to say, it sounds like a bit of a gamble to me.
Oh?
You're not really kitted out for cooked food production, are you? I mean, you don't have the facilities. Would mean quite a big capital investment.
Yes, I do know that, Brian.
Well, I mean... Veal and ham pies? Now, there's a niche market if ever there was. And you'll still be chasing your organic premium, too.
That's the name of the game.
I mean, not there's anything wrong with a bit of imaginative enterprise. I suppose with a bigger capital base and better infrastructure, it might have been a goer.
It might work for us. I'm not sure yet. That's the whole point of the survey.
Yes, of course, yes. Well, I wish you luck.
When Brian says that, it usually means you're going to need it.
Annabelle, hello.
I'll see you then, Brian.
Yes, bye.
Oops. Did I,
No, he was on his way. That was a bit sneaky, though. Oh,
sorry, it just slipped out.
Anyway, where'd you spring from?
The restaurant. I've been having lunch with the client.
Ah, yes. Is our meeting still on for 2:15?
Well, I'm all set now, if you are.
Of course, let's go straight up to the office, shall we? There's quite a lot we need to discuss.
Sorry, won't be long. We're a bit behind.
Oh, that's okay.
Putting in an order for the dairy. Yoghurt lids.
Well, don't let me interrupt.
Almost done. Then we'll have a coffee and I'll get your ice cream. Here we are. Wonders of modern technology.
Mm, so they say.
Just printed out a copy of the thingamy in case it gets lost.
Look, I can always go for a walk and come back in 10 minutes.
No, don't go, please.
Okay.
How are things with you, anyway? How's Jamie?
Oh, not much change, really. I left him deep in his latest video game. I've been trying to coax him out all morning, but no.
Oh.
I mean, I can understand why. 15-year-old boy hanging out with his mum.
Well, yes.
Yeah, but... I've been racking my brains trying to think of some kind of proper day out. You know, something that he might be interested in.
Okay.
Been through all the obvious things. Films, skating, theme parks. They've all gone down like lead balloons.
Let's have a look on here, shall we? See what we can find.
Well, yes, but where do we even start?
Teenage activity, Borchester. There.
Oh.
Yeah.
And more than you'd think.
I think we'll leave out the Hollerton Model Railway.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that one? Off-road driving day for kids.
Hmm.
That looks good. They get to charge round in 4x4s all day.
Near Felpersham?
Yeah, is he interested in cars?
Well, actually, I think a friend of his did that at Easter.
Oh, wow.
Well, said it was great. I saw it on Jamie's Facebook page.
Jamie lets you on?
Oh, yes, I'm a friend.
Mum?
Oh, hi. In here. Do you want to have a look now?
Well, do you mind? If one of his mates has died...
Oh, hi, Cathy.
Hello.
You stopping for a drink?
Not right now, but I would like us to have a talk sometime.
What, this afternoon?
Yeah, it's about the veal and ham pies. I've had quite a bit of feedback now from the survey, and I've made a few follow-up calls, so now it's decision time.
Okay.
But I'm still not sure which way to go, so I'd really appreciate a second opinion on this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm?
Oh, no, I mean, Pat, look at this.
What?
Well, this picture on Jamie's page.
Oh, yes.
Oh, someone's been having fun.
Oh, no, don't. It's awful.
Wow, that's Facebook pics for you. Another bunch of people getting totally wasted. It's at Jack's, isn't it?
Well, so who are they all?
Who's the woman at the front?
But that's just it. I know her. She's Jackie Osborne, one of Jamie's teachers.
Whoops.
Mate, look, he's tagged her. Oh, and look at all those comments.
Yes. Well, someone should have warned her if she gets drunk wearing a top like that.
Tom?
It's not funny, Tom. It's terrible. Where did it come from? I mean, half the school must have seen it by now.
If you want the exact figures, it comes to a total of 10.35 hectares for the main site.
Which in old money is?
A bit over 25 acres.
Mm.
Plus another 0.4 hectares for the access to the main road. That's almost exactly an acre.
OK.
And as of yesterday, we've secured our options with all of the landowners involved.
Wonderful. So far, so good.
Yes, I think we can say that.
Yeah, well, perhaps we'll have less to discuss than I thought.
Oh, still a way to go yet, Brian.
Yes. I'll keep the champagne on ice for a while yet. So now it's over to our highly recommended and prize-winning firm of architects.
I'm sure we'll get our money's worth. Hmm.
Not forgetting our specialist consultant soon to be appointed.
For the traffic assessment.
Plus the environmental impact assessment. Noise nuisance, disruption, loss of habitat. Any homeless creatures that need to be rehoused.
I'm sure you'd like to send the bulldozers in tomorrow,
Wouldn't I just...
It will be worth the wait, Brian. If we end up owning Borsetshire's new market site...
So long as we can keep the planners happy.
Yes, well, that's the next big hurdle, of course.
Which is the other reason I wanted to talk to you, Annabel. We're setting up a small subcommittee to oversee the development process. Myself, Martin Gibson, and I wondered if you'd be our third member.
Yes. Yes, I'd be happy to.
Good.
If that's okay with the board.
We'll put it to the next meeting. In the meantime, I'll make an appointment to see the illustrious leader of our district council.
That never hurts.
Well, it'll be a month or two before we're at the official planning stage.
At least.
But we must try and get the planners on our side right from the start. And I'm going to meet the surveyors on the site tomorrow morning.
It's going to be a busy time for you, Brian.
Yeah, you tell that to Jenny. She's already saying she hardly gets to see me.
So clear, isn't it? Look, you can even see its little fingers.
Mm.
And its feet.
These scans get better all the time, don't they?
Oh, yes. Helen was so thrilled when she came round with it last night. I couldn't believe she'd made a copy for us.
Yeah.
Now she's officially 10 weeks. They can't tell what sex it is yet. She'll want to show you herself, but this is just a sneak preview.
Yeah, well, it's great. Looks just like her.
All right. Well, I'd better put it away.
Your first grandchild, Mum.
Oh, it's still quite early days yet, but Helen just seems so happy and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to business. Your veal and ham pies.
Yes. Well, like I said, I've put together the results from the survey, basically, to spare you all the boring details. Mm-hmm. About 10% of the ones who replied were really interested.
Ah, so when you say...
Interested enough to say they'd definitely consider putting in an order.
OK.
About another 20% were moderately interested. They might consider stocking them, depending on quality and the kind of deal on offer. Mm-hmm. And the other 70% weren't interested at all.
Right. Well, that's something to go on.
And taking into account the feedback on the website, I reckon if I started hypothetical production tomorrow, I could probably shift 30 to 40 pies a week.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not great either.
For a brand new line, you could probably expect to build on that.
Maybe, but there's no guarantee. As Brian says, it's a gamble.
Brian?
Oh, yeah. He was in the pub this afternoon. Couldn't resist having a dig, you know. What a niche market it is. Could I fund the capital costs?
Oh, well.
Meaning, of course, that if I'd stuck with him, I might have stood a better chance.
Look, you mustn't let him put you off.
Actually, I came away more determined to go ahead than ever, just to show him.
Do you still feel that?
I don't know, Mum. Expand, diversify, that's all good. I'd love to start a new product. That's always been the plan. And it is a great product, no doubt about it.
But is it worth the investment?
Well, those are the figures. Right. What do you think?
Well, it's not just about the initial investment. You'd have to comply with a whole new set of hygiene standards. So that's more labour, more management time.
I know.
And your life's already complicated enough after moving back here.
Yeah.
Of course, it's up to you in the end, but...
No. No, you're right. It's just not going to be worth the hassle.
Maybe you should take more time.
No. Thanks, Mum. You've really helped me think it through.
Well, I hope so.
We do need a new product, but just not this one.
Is that Helen?
Oh, right.
Good. She can show you her scan.
OK.
And Tom, remember, it's her first. So be pleased, be excited.
Yes, Mum, I am. I am.
But Jamie, can't you see how embarrassing it is for her?
It's just a picture, Mum.
Oh, come on. It's there so that you and your friends can have a laugh at Miss Osborne for getting herself... Well,
for getting totally smashed at Jack's, so?
Well, can't you see that it's wrong? It's not fair? You shouldn't have put it up there.
Mum, relax.
No, I will not relax. There is something else I don't understand. Where did it come from?
Duh, the Jack's website.
What? Oh, you mean Kenton?
Yeah, there were loads of shots up there.
Oh, for goodness sake, I should have guessed. Who else?
So don't blame me. I've just copied it from there.
Yeah, so that all your friends could see it too and pass it on to theirs.
Mum, please, lay off. It's no big deal.
Well, it is as far as I'm concerned. And for Miss Osborne too.
Yeah, so what am I supposed to do about it?
Well, just for a start, you can take it off your page.
Mum!
No, go on. Take it off now.
What's the point? It's out there. They've all seen it now.
Just do as I say.
Yeah, all right. Whatever.
Ready then. Smile.
Come on, smile, Mr. Grumpy.
He already is.
Hard to tell under all those whiskers.
And... there.
Oh, great, thanks.
Yeah, someone to show all the folks back home.
Me and such a sexy garden gnome, they'll really think I've hit it lucky.
Don't stroke him like that. His blood pressure will go through the roof.
Oh, he's so cute and gorgeous. I wish I could take him home with me.
Oh, to smuggle that in your hand baggage.
Hello, what's this? Photo shoot?
Oh, morning.
Morning. So, Who's your lovely model?
The one with the long beard is a garden gnome.
Yes,
ha ha. Hi, my name's Alicia.
She's from New Zealand.
Oh, Kiwi. Hi, I'm Kenton. Nice to meet you, Alicia.
Hi, Kenton.
She and her friend are our guests on the campsite.
Friend?
Kiri. She's having a lion this morning.
Oh, so there are two of you.
So, Kenton, what brings you down here?
Oh, yeah, I got a little business opportunity for you.
Oh, yeah?
Right, well, I'll go wake her up or she'll sleep all morning.
Oh, Alicia, you around for long?
Yeah, a few days. Yeah, doing the sights.
Well, you see, I've spent a lot of time down under. Auckland.
Really? Wow.
In fact, still have a wife and daughter over there. Well, it was an ex-wife.
So you're practically one of us?
Yeah. It'd be great to have a chat sometime. I've got a bar in town in Borchester. And,
oh?
Yeah, you and your mate should pop in sometime. I'll give you one on the house.
Well, sounds like an offer we can't refuse.
It's
called Jack's, just off the high street.
Okay.
So, Kenton, what business opportunity?
Yes, I've got some flyers here for the bar.
Flyers?
Yeah, if you want to put them around the car park at the market.
How much?
I'll give you a 10 at 100.
Oh, come off it.
Okay. 12 quid. That's my final...
Okay. I'll think about it.
No, just hold on. I'll... Hi, Kathy.
Oh, Kenton, didn't you see my note? I asked you to call me. We need to talk
I'm sorry I missed you this morning. I was just...
No, it's important. It's about Jamie.
Oh?
Yeah, I went on his Facebook page yesterday, and there was this picture.
Yeah, no, look, love, I'm in a bit of a rush right now.
Oh, Kenton.
Yeah, can we talk about this later? I'll give you a call. Promise.
Right, they both had the tea. It's plenty of crisps, they're still hungry.
Okay.
And yours is in there, keeping warm. So, you can relax and have a quiet evening.
What time are you back?
Oh, usually shan't be too late. It's all right, isn't it? Will?
Fine, yeah.
Oh, it's only because of Jolene, you know.
I know.
She's still meant to be taking things easy. Sister Nikki's back from Spain now. Had a nice day out on Tuesday together.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Brought her out of herself, you know. Don't think it'll last, though.
Oh?
No, well, Nikki's got her own life to lead. She can't always be there for her. Now Jolene's stopped back home twiddling her thumbs. Oh, she doesn't really know what to do with her time. Also, yesterday Lillian was talking to Fallon, saying it might be better for her to get back to work after all.
Oh?
Yeah, just gently. Maybe take over a few bar shifts.
So, that'll mean less overtime for you then?
Well, maybe, eventually.
Oh.
Well, not straight away, maybe by next week. I mean, who knows? Will, you don't really mind, do you?
No.
Look, it's hard for me too, missing you. But it's not like it's every night, and the money comes in.
Yeah. You get off to work. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we stayed down on the South Island, near Kakura.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it was a fabulous place. We took a boat out, watched the dolphins.
Oh.
Well, that's what I did out there. I mean, for a living. Crewing and yachting, sea tours.
Some lifestyle, eh? Glamorous or what?
Yeah, well, had its attractions.
And I so love Kaikoura. The sea life's just incredible.
Oh, yeah. And the last time, I took Meryl out swimming with the seals.
I know.
Yeah, the fur seals. I mean, they were literally all around us, just playing and frolicking. She was just knocked out. Couldn't believe it. Wanted to go back every day.
Oh, it sounds like you really miss your daughter.
Yeah, well, you know, if it wasn't for all this, I'd be out there with her now.
Ah, Kenton.
Oh, Kathy. Hiya.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I can see you're as busy as ever.
My fault.
We've been swapping travellers' tales.
Really?
Yeah. Kathy, this is Alicia. She's camping at the...
Kiri's waving. It looks like time's up.
Yeah?
Yeah, that sweet old guy's giving us a ride back to Ambridge. We're moving on to the Bull.
What? Jim? Oh, okay. Well, wait till you see his car.
Okay. I better rush. Great bar. Bye. Thanks for the drink.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So.
Okay, look, she's from New Zealand. We were only chatting about...
Oh, never mind her. I've come to talk about Jamie.
Oh, right.
Well, if I never see you at home and you won't talk on the phone...
No, fine. We'll go through to the office. If you just give me a couple of minutes, okay?
Oh, he's not still out there, is he?
Dad, no, we packed up early.
Oh, I felt so sorry for him, sitting on his cart in the pouring rain.
Well, he had his umbrella.
Oh, not very nice for him, though. Oh, and I don't suppose he had many customers.
Oh, didn't you shift a lot of veg this afternoon, no?
Oh, trouble is, most people support the shop.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. This was never about selling carrots. It's a personal thing between him and Susan.
Oh, I know.
Battle of wills. See who blinks first.
Oh, she'll never let him back on the rotor, will she?
Nah, not Susan. And Dad's running low on baccy too. So I reckon it's only a matter
Dad?
Of time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, hello, son.
Well, what are you doing?
Well, what do you think I'm doing?
But the kids, who's...
Don't worry, the kids are fine. Mum's looking after them.
Is she?
Clary?
Yeah, she heard I was stuck at home with the kids, so she kind of offered to babysit.
Oh, right. Okay.
As she's not working tonight.
Oh, for once.
So, I'll have a pint of Shires, please. It's okay, Dad, I'll pay.
Oh.
A pint, yeah? Okay.
Been a while since I came in for a quiet drink. And we'll get to spend a bit more time together.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So, how's the work going, William?
Yeah, getting busy. We've got most of the young birds out in the pens.
Mm. Soon be the start of another season.
But don't say that. Yeah, still a bit to go yet.
Oh, hello, look who's here.
Hey, guys.
Alicia, coming out the rain.
Thought we'd try at the local hostelry.
Oh, this is my son, William.
Hi, William.
He's a gamekeeper.
Oh, you two are down at the campsite?
Yeah, your dad and mum are looking after us.
So, what are you drinking then? This one's on me.
But Kenton, surely you must have realised.
What? All I did was take a few publicity photos for the website.
But what kind of a photo was that?
Customers enjoying themselves in the bar. What do you expect me to put up there? What,
yes,
a vicar's tea party? It's meant to advertise the business.
But what about that poor woman?
Kathy.
Well, can't you see how irresponsible it was?
Okay, listen. A, I'd no idea she taught at Jamie's school. And B, how was I to know he'd nick it and show it to all of his mates?
Well, if it hadn't been there to start with.
Oh, well, it was. And anyway, is it really so bad?
Oh, come on.
So she's had a couple, but it's not like she's not decent or anything.
What?
Relaxed, yeah, but guys, it's all just a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, I want you to take that photo off your website.
Oh, for goodness
please,
sake.
I don't argue about it. Take it down now.
So, you win any prizes this year?
Nah, not at the Golden Shears. We were just supporting.
Golden what?
At the Royal Welsh, the Golden Shears World Shearing Contest.
Oh.
That's what we were there for, to support the Kiwis.
Yeah, so what was the competition like?
Hot. Some of these guys are, like, fast.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, on a good day, me and Kerry are pretty good ourselves, but...
Well, you have to be, if it's your living.
Yeah, and if you've got 300 or 400 to get through in a day. But we weren't on such good form last week.
So why was that?
It's been long haul. We've been at it all summer, mostly up north. And on day two, I had this stinker of a hangover.
Oh. Well, that can't have helped, no.
So I was definitely a bit slow that morning.
Well, me and Dad have shared a few in our time, eh, William? William?
Who's that bloke at the bar?
I don't know, not seen him before.
Well, he seems to know Nick all right.
No.
Sounds like a real comedian.
Oh, she's just getting his point, ain't she?
Talking of strange guys, who's that hunky piece chatting up Kerry?
Eh? No.
Not seen him before either.
Oh, that's Jazzer, our local milkman.
Any more like him around?
You want to watch out for Jazzer? Got a bit of a reputation, you know.
What? For getting his evil way with defenceless Kiwi sheep shearers?
Oh, that kind of thing, yeah.
Kerry can look out for herself. And she's not looking too worried right now.
Yeah, Alicia, what's your fastest time?
What, for chatting up milkmen?
For shearing a ewe.
Ah, right. That depends.
On what?
How you time it. Do you count catching, dragging, gear changes?
Give or take.
Well, the world record is under a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fast.
Me and Kerry, we're not quite up to that speed, but not far off.
Be hard to match that, eh, Dad?
Well, I don't know.
Come on.
Anyway, it's as much to do with stamina as speed. And when you've got a big flock, you have to pace yourself.
Oh, I won't that slow myself, come to think of it.
You reckon?
Well, I can't say I ever timed it, but...
Dad.
When I was in me prime...
Real slick operator, were you?
Well...
So maybe you and Alicia should have a contest.
No.
Maybe.
No, I'd hate to see a grown man cry.
You might be surprised.
And besides, where would we find sheep that aren't already shorn?
Well, they've got a few big lambs down at Brookfield.
Yeah, I don't suppose David would mind.
Let's be straight about this. Are you serious?
Yes, if you are, why not?
Okay, well, tell you what. We'll give you a 30-second start.
Done. You got yourself a shearing contest.
I should be at the bar, not messing around with IT.
Is it done?
Hold on. Yep, that's it.
Are you quite sure?
Oh, God. Look, see? No photo.
Good.
Satisfied?
Well, I suppose that's all we can do for now.
Yes. But talk about shutting the stable door. It's out in the big wide world now.
Well, are you trying to make me feel better?
Because no, I'm just pointing out a simple fact.
Which means sooner or later Jackie's going to see it.
Yeah, well, not necessarily.
Oh, someone at school's bound to tell her about it.
So what are you going to do? Go around every one of Jamie's 200 and how many friends?
Well, I know where she lives. I mean, you could call her up and tell her.
Me?
Well, she's your customer. You took the photo. You posted
Kathy,
it.
Kathy, come on. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, if that was me out there, I'd certainly want to know.
Yeah, but what's the point? Look, just keep it quiet. Let sleeping dogs lie.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that's exactly what you do.
Yes.
Well, some of us have a slightly more responsible attitude towards life.
Okay. You're such a big friend of hers, you tell her.
Oh, so it's down to me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not doing it.
All right, I will.
So, is that the lot then, Josh?
Yeah, thanks.
You're planning to run a marathon or what?
What?
All these energy bars. Enough to get you to Brummen back there.
No, I just like the taste, really.
Ah, all right. Well, I'm sure you'll burn up the calories. All that football. Oh, and it was lucky for us you didn't get the right answer to the murder mystery. I hear you went round in record time.
Not me. Jamie.
All right. Well, I don't suppose either of you would appreciate the prize like I do. I mean, I'll treasure those books for the rest of my life.
Right.
Such a thrill, meeting Colin Dexter. And your gran was saying the fete was such a success, they raised even more than last year.
So how much is all this?
Oh, and was it you I saw up at the Millennium Wood with a video camera?
Yeah, I'm doing a film for my Auntie Jennifer.
Oh.
Just a short, you know, for the Village website.
Oh, yes. So, are you coming to the Millennium Wood anniversary party next month?
Maybe.
We must. Linda's helping to organise it with Bert and Jennifer. And there's going to be a picnic tea. And Mike's leading a woodland walk.
Mm.
It's 10 years since it was all planted. Of course, I wasn't here then, but Mike says it's wonderful how much it's all grown.
Yeah. So, how much is this?
Oh, let's see. £4.50, please.
Right.
Last of the big spenders, eh?
Okay, thanks. I've got to rush now.
Bye then. You take care, won't you?
Oh, hi, Josh.
Hi. Bye.
Afternoon, Brenda.
Hello. Got to return a couple of DVDs.
Ah, right. Are they overdue?
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
One of them, maybe.
Ah, well. I'll just check the dates.
Can I just leave them with you for now?
This won't take a sec. There might be something owing.
If there is, I'll drop it in later.
I'd like to say yes, but
tomorrow morning?
I can't risk it. Susan's on the warpath.
What?
See, she's put up another notice. She caught Shula getting stamps from the post office.
Oh, well, okay, but can
all volunteers, please, underlined, please observe the shop and post office regulations at all times. See? If I don't go by the book, I'll be in trouble.
Oh, okay.
So let's see now. Ooh, Alice in Wonderland.
Is that it there?
Ah, yes, there we are. It should have been in yesterday.
Right.
So, that's £1 you owe.
If I've got any change.
Did you notice? There's no Joe Grundy out there this afternoon.
No.
So he's given up his stall. That didn't last long, did it?
Yeah, it's a bit sad, really.
And Neville said he came in for his baccy this morning, so no more boycott either.
There you are. I've really got to go.
Oh, Brenda.
What?
Clary says that Pat told her that Tom's not doing his veal and ham pies after all. Is that true?
Sorry, I can't stop now, Vicky. Bye.
Hello? Hello?
Mum?
Yes, it's me, your mother. I'm back. I'm home.
Yeah, hi.
Look, I'm sorry to disturb you.
Do you think you could turn that music off just for a moment?
I can still hear you, Mum.
Please. Thanks. Oh, and here, I've got this for you.
Oh.
I managed to nip to the supermarket before work. So, is this the one you're after?
Yeah.
Oh, good. All these gaming magazines, I can't keep up.
Thanks.
It's got a free DVD this month, too. So, how was your afternoon? Or have you just been out here sunbathing?
So what's this all about, Mum?
Yeah, well, there is something we need to discuss. Oh,
please, not more about that picture.
All right, I know you've taken it down. And Kenton's taken it off his website, too.
Okay, so...
Although how he ever thought to put it up in the first place, I... Well, anyway.
So, end of problem, then?
Well...
What's there to say?
That's not quite the end of it, I'm afraid. The picture's still out there, and a lot of people must have seen it. A lot of your school friends.
I can't help that now.
No.
What can I do? Give them all amnesia pills?
If it's out there, Miss Osborne's bound to find out about it sooner or later.
Why? She might not.
Well, chances are. And if she does, she'll know it must have come from Jack.
So
I feel responsible. Now I know, I can't just forget it ever happened. So I'm going to call Miss Osborne and tell her.
What, Mum?
No, I'm sorry.
You can't be serious.
Yeah, I am.
But that's crazy. It'll only make it worse.
No, it's only fair on her, Jamie. I needn't tell her everything.
Like what?
Well, I won't say that it was you who passed it on.
Oh, well, that's great. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, Jamie.
Hiya.
Oh, she may be able to work it out.
Mum, if you want to tell her, fine. Do whatever you like. Just stay where you are. Right there.
Okay.
Go on. Go on.
Shall I jump up and down?
No, no. She's going. That's the way. Ah, great.
Sorry, I came at a bad time.
Oh, it's been a long day.
Yeah, you and me both.
Last one through the scales, though. They're all going off on Monday.
I thought you'd still be here. I didn't feel like going back to an empty house.
Oh?
Not had the greatest afternoon.
Oh, Lillian.
You know what she did?
Tell me.
Well, Matt sent me into town to check out a property.
Oh, well, that sounds like quite a compliment from Matt.
Well, yeah, it was.
If he trusts your judgment on a call like that.
It was only a shop flat down by the bus station, but...
Still.
Anyway, the thing is, when Lillian heard I was going, she asked me to pick up some shopping for her.
Oh.
Yeah, like... just a few things I need at the chemist, darling. And then she gives me this whole long list. It took me about half an hour.
That was a bit cheeky.
Yeah. And after telling me off for answering the phone wrong, it's like one step forward, two steps back.
Mm. Like that with the pigs sometimes.
That's not helping, Tom.
Okay, sorry.
Just be glad you're self-employed.
Yeah. Okay, off you go.
You should see the amount of cosmetic product she needs to stop her from falling apart. It's enough to keep a small factory going.
Right, well, I'm almost done now, so...
Oh, yeah, and something else you should know. Vicky knows about the veal and ham pies.
Ah.
But you're not going ahead.
Okay.
Clary told her.
Well, it was the right decision. Based on sound market research.
Yeah, of course. We know that.
But she doesn't.
I just thought I'd better warn you, that's all.
Yes, hello?
Oh, hi. Is that Jackie?
Yes.
It's Kathy. Kathy Perks.
Kathy? Oh, yes.
Borchester Green, Home Economics.
Yes, of course. Well, it's going back a while.
Yeah, and we met at the golf club last Christmas, remember?
Yes. So, how are you doing these days?
Oh, fine. Not so bad, you know.
Good, that's great.
Look, I won't keep you long. I'd better tell you why I've called.
Go on.
Well, I'm not sure how to put this, really. You were in Jack's bar in Borchester a couple of weeks ago.
Jack's? Oh. Oh, my goodness, yes. How did you know that?
Well, I thought I'd better warn you. There's a picture going round on the net.
Picture?
Yes, you and your friends at the bar.
What? Oh, my.
Yes, it's,
What kind of picture?
Well, to be honest, it's not very flattering. Of you, especially.
Oh, no. Oh, Kathy. I
think if it was me, I'd...
Oh, my gosh. I'm not doing anything too terrible, am I?
Well...
That was quite a night. I was a bit out of control.
Oh.
We just finished an Ofsted inspection.
Oh, right.
So I went out with some of the girls, just to let her hair down.
Yeah, I see. Well, I don't blame you.
How on earth did it get on the net?
Well, apparently it started out on the Jack's website, but now it's doing the rounds on Facebook.
Facebook? Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear. Oh, Kathy.
I'm sorry to have to break it to you, but...
Oh, well, that's a lesson for me, I suppose. Live and learn.
So, you're not too upset about it, then?
Well, I've only myself to blame, really. No privacy these days. Sneaky people with cameras.
Yes, I suppose.
But thanks for telling me, Kathy. I'll have to be more careful next time.
I'll go and clean up. Give Jazza a call.
Okay.
If you want to go on home...
I might go in and say hi to Pat.
Hello!
Oh, no, is
Vicky.
That...
Vicky.
What's she doing here? Quick, go and head her off before she sees me.
It's too late.
Ah, hello, you two.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, still hard at it, eh, Tom?
Pretty much. Mum's in the kitchen if you want.
Tom, now wait. What's this about your veal and ham pies?
Oh, yeah.
Because a little bird told me that you're not going to make them after all. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
But you seem so keen on the idea. What made you change your mind?
Well, you see...
It was a business decision.
I'll be honest with you, Vicky. I've been feeling quite bad about myself lately.
Oh, why's that?
For letting you down and then going ahead on my own. It just didn't seem right somehow.
Not right?
Not ethical to cash in on somebody else's idea. So I decided to call it a day.
Oh, I see.
Isn't that right, Brenda?
Yes, definitely not ethical. Oh, well, that's nice. That's very sweet and conscientious of you, Tom.
Well, fair's fair.
Yes. So, there's no hard feelings, eh? We're still friends.
Still friends.
Oh, good. We're practically family after all, aren't we? I do want us all to get on.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'll go in and say hello to Pat. Bye!
Bye.
Tom!
What? Right in the booth.
Oh, yeah,
we'll check out this one.
Die, B-Brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, eat plasma.
Yeah, so watch this.
No, Jamie.
See, toast.
No, reload.
Oh, no, that's enough. Let's get down to the green. See us around, have a kickabout.
I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, like you've been busy.
I have. I was helping my sister, then working out.
Hey, yeah. What's all this working out for?
Nothing.
Yeah, right.
Just keeping in shape.
So you're not trying to impress somebody?
What? Jamie?
Jamie! Oh, hi, Josh. You still here?
No, I'm just going, actually.
Josh!
I've got to eat. I'll see you.
Bye.
See ya.
Now, Jamie.
Oh, please, Mum.
No, won't take long. I called Miss Osborne about the photo.
Oh.
Actually, she was very good about it. Very understanding.
See, I told you.
Now, wait. Luckily for us, there may not be any repercussions this time. But there is a lesson here.
Mum.
An important lesson. I don't want to have to do that again. The internet isn't just a toy. There are real people out there with real feelings.
Yeah, like I didn't already know.
Well, you weren't behaving as if you did. You can't just put up anything you like.
Mum.
You've got to be responsible.
Yeah, well, that's just so typical. Why are you on me all the time?
Jamie.
It's true. I can't do anything right, can I? You're always having a go.
That's just not true.
I've had enough of this, Mum. Just stop it. Give me a break, please.